From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Obama to keep troops in Afghanistan.
My decision today also sends a message to the Taliban and all those who have opposed Afghanistan's progress. You have now been waging war against the Afghan people for many years. You've been unable to prevail.
Pointed words for the Taliban from U.S. President Barack Obama as he announces plans to maintain about 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan into next year. The administration had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops down to around 5,500 by the end of the year, but the president said Wednesday that the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. His concerns embrace not only the Taliban, but also al-Qaeda and ISIS.
If these terrorists succeed in regaining areas and camps where they can train and plot, they will attempt more attacks against us.
President Obama spoke at the White House.
I feel deeply and sincerely, in a way that no words can properly convey, the grief and suffering of those who lost ones they loved in Iraq.
Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister at the time of the U.S.-led Iraqi invasion in 2003. As he responded today to the scathing report from the U.K. on the Iraq War, summed up by civil servant John Chilcott.
The government failed to achieve its stated objectives.
Mr. Chilcott spoke as his panel released a long-awaited report. The former Prime Minister was apologetic.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of Kenyan lawyers converged on downtown Nairobi Wednesday to protest the killings of their colleague, human rights attorney Willie Kamani, along with one of his clients and a taxi driver. This was the second protest in Nairobi this week against alleged extrajudicial killings by Kenyan police. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Traffic came to a standstill in parts of downtown Nairobi as hundreds of Kenyan lawyers marched to the Supreme Court and then to the office of the Inspector General of Police. The attorneys were protesting the alleged extrajudicial killings of Willie Kimani, his client, Josephat Mwenda, and their taxi driver, Joseph Marori, whose bodies were found in a river about 70 kilometers from Nairobi last week. Charles Kanjama is an advocate of Kenya's High Court and chairman of the Nairobi branch of the Law Society of Kenya.
So we want to raise awareness that this is a no-go area. You cannot attack lawyers. If you attack lawyers, you're attacking all the citizens, you're attacking the country.
The three men disappeared following a court appearance on June 23rd. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights released a statement condemning the killing of the three men. Angry Republicans in the House of Representatives are set to grill FBI Director James Comey on Thursday over his decision not to recommend criminal charges against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server for government business while she served as Secretary of State. Mr. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, while Attorney General Loretta Lynch is scheduled to go before the House Judiciary Committee next week. Mr. Comey served in the Justice Department of George W. Bush. Local residents in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are calling for the dismissal of the town's police chief after a controversial fatal police shooting on Tuesday of an African-American man outside of a convenience store. Protests erupted in Louisiana on Tuesday after a video of the shooting was made public. The president of the National Association for Colored People, Michael McClanahan, called for the police chief to be fired. 37-year-old Alton Sterling suffered multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and back. Edmund Jordan is a family attorney.
So what we're asking for, and we have other leaders who have asked for the same thing, is for this investigation to be taken out of the hands of the Baton Rouge Police Department and handed over to Louisiana State Police. The mayor has said that he will not be involved in a cover-up, and the best way to ensure that there is no cover-up is to hand it over to some neutral third party.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.